Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Don Demure, and he is an expert in phytotherapy, and he's been working in the natural health food industry for many decades, learning and teaching how to keep people well with the principles of Dr. Alfred Vogel. So welcome back, Don. The immune system and keeping hydrated, keeping the cells hydrated, keeping the nose, the throat hydrated. I just kind of had to cut you off for a break. But what would you use to keep that hydration in the back of the nose and throat?
Like I mentioned, the beta carotene plays an intimate role in the production of new mucus cells, or what's called epithelial lining. Those cells have a very high rate of turnover, so it's imperative that we give all our bodies a substrate. So these nutrients found usually in vegetables and fresh fruits. So the consumption of those foods are very, very important. And as I mentioned, the chamomile. Chamomile is really, really old. Tried and true. We usually associate that with digestive disturbance, but it actually plays a very important role in keeping the mucous membranes healthy and strong. In fact, I was speaking with a gentleman who, in his household, they to decongest their sinuses when they're sick, they'll use not only eucalyptus, but they also put chamomile into the mix. And I thought, aha, this sounds very interesting, because we just recently came up with a nasal spray with the main constituent, main ingredient is chamomile. And so this works to decongest and also preventively to keep the mucous membranes very strong and integral.
Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, there's so many choices out there, so many choices when we go to look for chamomile or echinacea. Are that so after decades and decades of working it with these systems, how would you tell a consumer to find the quality? How do you find herbs that are really going to make a difference in your life?
That's a very good question. It is hard for the consumer to know, because there are so many different companies. They're all making some pretty fabulous claims. And really what it boils down to is the reputation of the company. Ideally, the company should be involved in the production, the growing of the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's with BioForce. In fact, the whole business model is predicated on controlling everything from seed all the way down to the finished product. That's something that Vogel insisted upon, because if you rely on outside sources, well, quite often, if you're relying on outside source, you're going to be dealing with dried herb material, which in the opinion of Vogel and our companies, they don't have the same efficacy or rate of effectiveness. Because just like food, if you process food a lot, you lose a lot of the nutrients. Sure, it'll still furnish calories, but those vitamins and minerals may not be there. Whereas with fresh foods, especially when they're organically grown, we know that nourishes the body very, very well. So medicinal herbs are no exception. When you have clean organic soil, you have a genetically uniform seed stock. In the case of Vogel, seed stock goes back close to 100 years now. And so genetically, the seeds are very strong. The plants are genetically very strong. They're naturally resistant to disease. And so, and one other thing, they process the herbs within 24 hours after harvest. So basically, if you look at the tincture, if you look at the finished product, the color, the smell, the taste resembles very closely the herb at time of harvest. So there's very little adulteration or distortion taking place. It's a very pure extract. So consumers should look for that, a fresh, organically made extract. And the characteristics should be consistent as well. Vogel knew that herbs are inherently different. Like every harvest will be slightly different, just like apples, oranges, corn, whatever the case is. One apple will be slightly different than the one picked right next to it in the tree. So with him, he came up with a method to take volatile constituents in plants and to standardize it. Basically, it's called holistic standardization. So there's a few different methods, none of which are terribly sophisticated. It's actually just laborious. It's time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So they take these various harvests and they combine it to produce one annual batch. And they capture all the various compounds by insisting on freshness. There's very little time allowed to wreak havoc with these volatile substances found in the plants. So that's basically herbal medicine, the essence of it. You know, taking something natural, turning it into a predictable, consistent, non-toxic.
Now, Dawn, the Vogel method is like you're using the same genetic seeds that you've had since the early 50s and taking them back to Switzerland. Now, can you give us an idea of the change in ideas about what this would do, what we were using echinacea for in the 50s as compared to here in this time?
That's another excellent question. Yeah. The old wisdom of echinacea was that it's an immune stimulant, that one should not take it for more than a few days, that the immune system would get used to this echinacea and it would stop working. Vogel, they invested heavily in research. Nobody really knew exactly what it did, specifically in the immune system. So in 2004, there was a groundbreaking study done in Switzerland, and they found very specifically a receptor on one of the immune messengers called TNFA, now that we need to remember this, tumor necrosis factor alpha. This is a very key immune messenger. And they isolated a receptor. They call it the CB2 receptor. And very specifically, there's compounds in echinacea which latch onto this receptor and actually affect the behavior of this immune messenger. So what they're, to distill the findings, and there's other human trials that came afterwards, the biggest one being in 2012. If you were to distill all this information, what they're now saying is that echinacea, when it's done properly, it's not so much an immune stimulant, but more of an immune modulator, meaning if you have a healthy and strong immune system to begin with, you can take echinacea safely. It won't put your immune system into hyperdrive or anything like that. And conversely, if you have a weak immune system, you should be taking it consistently for a few months. Sometimes it takes a while to get your immune system to where it should be. And also they found that even people, pregnant women, nursing women, they can take echinacea safely. So they established not only the mode of action, they demonstrated very clearly that it's a safe herb. It can be taken for long periods of time. And for people who have compromised immune systems, smokers, people who don't deal with stress very well, people who don't eat very well, those people especially should be taking it daily for long periods of time.
So much research out on one little old herb, eh? Are there any other herbs that really come to mind that are so helpful for the immune system?
Other herbs that you would recommend? Oh, there's so many. For prevention, my personal favorite is garlic. Garlic is amazing. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. In fact, some people will know that during the Second World War, the Russian government ran out of antibiotics. They ran out of penicillin, and they started to send garlic rations to the front lines for the soldiers to use. I don't know what the success rate was, but it was certainly better than doing nothing. Mm-hmm. The Russians believed so strongly in garlic, and personally I've used it. The only problem is if people around you aren't eating the same amount of garlic, then you got a bit of a problem on your hands.
I can imagine how a whole army would smell after that.
Better than trench foot or sepsis or any other of these life-threatening diseases. And so garlic is my personal favorite. But in my personal experience, I feel that people should use the real McCoy, the fresh herb.
Yes.
And it should be crushed or masticated in the mouth. And there's a chemical reaction that takes place which yields allicin. That's the thing that's so odorous, mm-hmm. where the real medicine lies. So I know there's some companies making some aged garlic that's very good for cardiovascular and whatnot. But when it comes to colds and flu, I personally prefer the real thing.
Good old garlic. Dawn, you're just a wealth of information. It's always fun to have you on the show. So I'd like to thank you for all the wisdom you've shared with us today.
Thank you, Kathy. It's been a great pleasure.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.